I know what everybody's going to say. It's an ugly win. There's no damn thing. No such thing. Couldn't be prouder of the character of the men in that locker room. We've never lost two in a row at home in 5 years, and very seldom have we ever lost two in a row because of the character that's in that room. They make sure that whatever happens, we come to work Wednesday and we start over. And guys had a great week of preparation. Can't say enough about the defense. Offensively, we left a lot of plays out there on the field today. But we made enough to win the game. When he was in there, he was making plays, and of course the interception was huge. Made a great read on it. Like I said, we might have two or three guys, but he probably leads the team by far in film study. And he is always prepared. I don't remember too many times in my time here anybody's run the ball in this stadium on us. You know, maybe the second half of that one Rams game a few years back on a busted assignment or two. But if you want to try to come in here and run the ball, go ahead. Your quarterback's going to have to beat us. Okay. Bet you put him in good positions, and we got good one-on-one guys. You know, I was really afraid that call was going to go in. I'm watching that play, and I said, there's no way it's going against us. And thank God he threw it against the offense. But, you know, you put our guys in those situations, they're going to win most of the time, especially with the pass rush that we have.
From everything you've seen in your career, how would you pull what Leary accomplished today in perspective of coming?
I don't know what he got today, but I know it's tremendous. You know, because whatever he gets is tremendous at this point. There's just one or two other guys in the history of the game have ever done it. So that kind of speaks for itself. You know, you just keep plugging away. You know, we were running the ball so well. We just need chunks. And we've missed on some chunks because of sacks. Just told our guys, hey, we're getting it first. And stick to it. You know, we were missing some third downs. And the sacks were hurting us in the first half. But we weren't turning it over. It's a one-score game. And statistics, I don't give a shit about statistics other than that scoreboard. You can't say enough things about Kerwin either. I mean, he was hurting. He got hit pretty good once or twice, and Elijah jumped in there and did a heck of a job. So Kerwin is just, I mean, he's an ultimate professional.
How was Blaine after the big shot?
He was ready to come back. You know, Drew warmed up, but he got his breath. He knocked the air out of him, but he was okay.